The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday, the 21st of November, 2024, and everything ain't normal. Everything ain't normal. That song is by Freetown Collective and Q. It's a Trinidadian song, but the song was specifically made as a collective regional project to focus on child abuse and child predation, child neglect, child abandonment, and what is the crisis, right? The youth crisis that's plaguing the entire Caribbean. After the news we heard yesterday and this morning, it is important for us to acknowledge that everything ain't normal. Something is wrong. Now, I know there's been, obviously, all of the talk has been about this discovery of a young child, right? I want to read from the article in today's paper, Girl Found Dead. It's in today's Guardian. A girl was found dead on a track road off Faith Avenue, New Providence, yesterday evening, lying on her back with just a shirt on and a piece of cloth tightly tied around her neck. Commissioner Fernanda reported at the scene. The horror of the incident quickly spread and police were investigating whether the victim was Adrielle Moxie, a 12-year-old who was reported missing by her family a day earlier. Police alerted the media of the discovery shortly after 5 p.m., roughly 3 hours after they issued an alert advising of Adrielle's disappearance. This is a very, very sad situation. There's nothing that we can do to restore life to the child who was found missing. But what we can do is we can put all of our efforts on honoring the life of that child by ensuring that not only do we have systems, but we actively engage and work those systems to protect all young children. And I know a lot of us have a lot of weight. A lot of us have a lot of weight that we're carrying right now. Parents, all day yesterday, parents, you know, reaching out to the heavens, offering prayers for the family and for their own children, for the children of the nation. I got a text that came in. Aaron, I don't think we can separate child molestation from all the other sexual aberrations that we accept as normal in our society. We are a nation with some sick-minded, normalized predators. This is a part of the reason why not only do I focus heavily on the need to acknowledge and then deconstruct the, you know, that exists on in the Bahamas, but I harp on it to the point where sometimes Nuriel will say, Green, you're preaching. But it is so important, right? We were having a conversation yesterday and the day before yesterday where we talked about how hypersexualized the world is and how we no longer see some things as problematic or outside of accepted culture. Yesterday, I wanted to start the show by asking a question, and the question was and is, if, quote, everyone knows an 8-year-old can consent to sex, even though the courts won't recognize it, then at what age do we start educating children about sex, about intimate partner relationships, right? When do we educate them? When do we teach them and show them how to navigate the world? I want to focus, I guess, the majority of the conversation on where do we go from here? We do right now to begin shifting the culture and to put measures in place to keep young people safer. Understanding the constraints that parents and community members also live under. I got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Right?
Yes. Pardon? You're breaking up just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm on the bus, so yeah. But can you hear me, right?
Pardon?
Mm-hmm.
Producer, turn the volume up on the call. It says, I repeat the question, caller. I'm going to need you to call back, caller. Here are the numbers to call. You called on 323-6232. Please try 325-4316, 325-4259. Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720 is toll free for you to call in. We know that this is an issue that all the islands, right? And so Family Island is now with an increase in population and greater access to media. Family Islands are also grappling with changing and shifting social dynamics and how to ensure that the social systems that they have in place can protect the most vulnerable. Here's another text. Well, texts, I tell you what, I'm going to take your text seriously. And I'm going to forward what you said, not put your number anonymously, to the authorities, because if what you're saying in this text is indeed true, then the authorities need to be aware and consider it in their investigation. But I'm not going to read it out loud. I just want you to know that I see it. So I got a copy of Chapter 132, Child Protection, Marco Alert Regulations. We could go through that a bit today. We've got an article in today's Guardian Religion section. Boyd, the church must protect the vulnerable. Let's talk about it. What role does the church play? What role does the Ministry of Education play? Right? What agencies can provide policies or systems to protect, right? It's daylight savings time. We've got extracurricular activities like junior junk canoe practice, right? How do we ensure that young people are able to travel to and from these activities safely. And there should be a protocol, a standard that accommodates the living experience. Let's go to the caller producer. The living experiences, the lived experiences, the reality of everybody. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. Considering what's going on in the nation today, in regards to the situation, there's a couple of stories, right? But it led me to a situation today whereas these women keeping their little child away from them and having them around certain individuals and stuff like that. I ain't saying that the case is so hairy or whatever, but I'm trying to point that out, that type of situation, what's going on. It's not only women who can take care of these children. You have a lot of guys, fathers, who want to take care of their children, and they are not allowed. And the judiciary system forcing them to share custody of their child with these persons who don't even want these children. You know what I mean? And it's so hard, man. It's breaking my heart, man, Aaron.
Listen,
this whole situation, man. And
I'm glad.
Something has to be done.
I'm glad that you called, because as the phone was lighting up, I was writing down the question from yesterday's conversation in reference to International Men's Day, right?
Yes.
What do men need and what do men want? Now, I referenced Cleaver Duncombe. Cleaver Duncombe called. He can try and make it to the show today, if not next week, because one of the responses I hoped I had heard yesterday from men in reference to what do men need, right? And we talked about it a little bit. Men need to know that whatever circumstance that they are in, their children are going to be safe.
Exactly.
Now,
it doesn't matter what happened between you and your spouse or that individual, girlfriend or whatever. All that matters is the child.
Right.
The welfare of the child. I don't care what I do or how, you know, you understand?
Yes. Right here,
man, Aaron, man. Trust me, man. This right here, it's a tough one, man. It's a tough one, man. Because I have three little girls, man.
Yep.
Three little girls, man. My little princesses, man. My babies, man. Man, come on, man.
No, man. Listen, absolutely, right? Absolutely. And one of the prejudices or like social biases, right, that we have is that often we accuse men of trying to control the mothers of their children when men are saying, I should be an equal participant in designing or the social setting that my child should be in.
Exactly.
All these
topics have to come to the forefront now.
Yep.
You understand? It just don't say, oh, just because that's the mother, or she have full rights to the child, and then you only have certain weekends or days, and say, man, they are family too on the father's side.
Yeah.
Grammy, mommy, sister, aunties, uncles, cousins, all of that too, man.
Absolutely.
Man, come on, man.
Thank you very much, caller.
All right,
and
Aaron,
thank
you, man.
I think thousands of men are sharing that same sentiment today, right? That it's not a blame game. Let's look at the policy, the structure, the legal infrastructure, and figure out what's best to protect our children. Good morning, caller.
Oh, morning, Aaron.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Listen, I'm just calling as a man first, then as a father. And you know, I have a 19-year-old daughter, man. She goes to UB. I don't leave my daughter after classes at any point in time. For the same reason, there are a lot of predators out there. First of all, my condolences goes out to that family with that young girl. And I, as a father, I just listened to the last gentleman that called. I mean, so much. I don't even know if I sleep last night. You know what I mean? I'm so tired right now. But as men, man, we cannot be predators. We cannot, man. We got to restrain ourselves. We got to get help if we need help. We need to do the things, you know. And I don't know. I don't even, I lost a word other than the fact that if I can get a message out to men, man, we cannot be these type of monsters, you know, to our vulnerable, you know what I mean? We got to treat our women better than we doing these things, man. And you know, women are not a tool, but I just hope that the culprit is caught. And I hope an example you know, I don't really, I can't say what I really want to say, but I hope an example is made out of the monster that left our young girl in the situation she left in. But my prayers go to
the family.
The families and to all. And men, listen to me, man. Make time to protect your daughters. Get to leave work. Do what you got to do. Make sure your daughters are home.
Hold on.
Pick
and
up the
sons.
Phone. Let call them.
Hold on.
Let them call, you know.
And so, sons.
You, yeah, and sons. Yeah, you are. You yeah. are. You
remember
are
the video where the boys were molesting the other boy?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
but, you know,
I know the emphasis. But, I know why the emphasis.
Yeah, but my heart goes out, man. You know, but I hope, you know, I hope there's some resolution and some healing to the nation. But that's all I have.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We're going to go to the next caller. And then it's something that this caller just said. This is a monstrous act, right? This is a monstrous act. And we're quick to say this is a monster. I want to know, is this a predator situation versus a Lord of the Flies situation? I can explain that when I'm finished with this next caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Mary.
Morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay.
Is there any word yet? No, there's been no indication that the police have identified or interdicted, right? Like detained a suspect in the matter.
I'd say that's the truth, right? That's been until all morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the only role we play as a baby. When something happens, then we start talking, okay?
Yeah.
But when it comes to quiet and things happening, then we can do something before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody to advocate for children and women and abuse. You know, just stand and mind our own business. Okay?
Yeah.
How many these things could be prevented, you know, if we only step in. If you see a home and you don't see the person acting like parents, you step in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like you can't do nothing, you go to the authorities, do something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you still see them doing nothing, then you come to the public and you make everybody aware of what's going on and then something like this happen. Okay? And I could bet you we're going to go quiet by next week or the week after, nothing. And then when something happen again, we're all going to be carrying on. Why are Bahamians that way? Why are we like that? You find few places who trying, but only it takes a village. Only so much you can do.
Right, and that's it right there. There's only so much you can do as an individual. People want to do more. They want to see how they could be more in their communities. But the truth is, it requires a system. And one person can't build a system or else you'll be biggity like Erin Green on the radio every day, making people feel like she's preaching to them, right? But people want systems to plug into to be more helpful and to be a bigger part of their communities. And so the next step is, how do we create the organizations that are going to be active and help people connect and start doing things? I want to thank you very much for your contribution. We're going to talk about it, reactive responses versus proactive responses. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin Cuz.
Yes, ma'am.
For me, you know, because this young lady is only one of, what, three or four that's missing for the week?
Well, listen,
missing for the week?
Let me check my notes. I know that as of last night, I received three different Marco alerts, right?
That's,
three Marco alerts, and in the last, say, 48, not quite 72-hour cycle, I've seen four missing persons flyers, informal, not Royal Bahamas Police Force flyers, coming from family members and community members, all within the last, say, 72 hours.
Exactly. So my fear and my worry, seeing that this 12-year-old young lady met such a horrific end. You know, I'm afraid of where the other kids may be or the other missing persons may be. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And on social media. I don't really do social media as much, but I've seen a clip of something where a lady was saying that she reported the and nothing was done.
Mm-hmm.
It was reported before that somebody was either attempting to molest her or she was molested, mm-hmm. and nothing was done.
Yep.
I didn't get to watch the rest of the clip because, like I said, in this country, when this is how our young girls and the boys are meeting their end.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because what happened to the young man? Had they ever found him, the one who went missing on Carmichael, when they had a camera with him jumping in the car?
Devin Isaacs.
Was he ever found?
No, we have not identified his location yet. And when he disappeared, he was a minor. It doesn't matter that he has reached the age of majority, because he reached the age of majority in his absence, right? We still are, the status of the case should still be urgent. We should still be treating it like it's a minor. Now, I know, although I haven't been able to, I won't be able to provide 1,000% clarity. I know that Marco Alert is not just for minors, right? There's a particular age limit, upper limit for Marco's Alert. But anybody who is a minor, their missing case should be treated with the utmost importance and urgency. And one of my questions are the state's mechanisms capable of moving at the speed required for matters of this nature? But I want to thank you very much, caller, for your contribution. Let's go to the next caller. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Unfortunately, this is the first time that we have seen young children dealt with like in such manner in our country. When we go back to the missing boys on the island of Grand Bahama, the countless drive-by shootings in New Providence where young persons lose their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just unfortunate because, you see, when people feel that they can exploit gaps or weakness in the system, it creates a dangerous environment where laws are not being equally enforced and accountability is so much inconsistent. You know, it creates a sense of impunity that can lead to a breakdown in trust, both in the justice system itself and society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, at the core, we live in a fair and unjust system. It's a fair an unjust system. We got to find ways to prevent crimes and ensure that persons who commit these offenses are held accountable in ways that reflect the gravity of their actions.
Yes.
But when people see that they can get away with it, continuously evade justice, and the victims don't see the consequences they deserve, the foundation of law and order is just erroneous.
Yes.
You know? And so we continuously will lose lives like this. One dies, 10 persons want to feel it. But I feel it every time someone is murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Every time someone is murdered, we should have the stance.
Yes.
No matter the age. Because there's no coming back from
death.
From death.
Yes. Absolutely.
And if we don't take a stand like this in this society, from the government to the people, our nation will just continuously fail.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. All right. That's the song by Tada Collective. So when we talk about what we can do, right? Here is a group of Bahamians drawing focus and attention to the issue. And then it's my job as a person that has a space in the media, when I have an opportunity, to ensure that people could hear the song. Right? So we're going to go to a break because my producer tell me we're going to go to a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to read all the texts. And then there's so much to get into, right? Including this text from yesterday that said, when I said that the Bahamas is like a don't ask, don't tell state, the text said, no, the Bahamas is a don't tell, and for God's sake, don't groom children and vulnerable people state. That's what we are. When we get back from the break, Predators, this is two movies, Predator versus Lord of the Flies. What are we dealing with here? What are we dealing with here? We're going to a break, but this is Are You Ready by Tada Collective. We'll be right back. 'Cause if we don't, then who's gonna?
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shocked you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue and up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
I been up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I say, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24, and what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Right, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in? For what?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio. You're on the clock. And again, everything ain't normal. Not for everybody. And if it is, imagine. Is this what life is for some people living in our community? Yeah, producer, keep it open. I go into the phone line in a moment. I have a guest joining me. Mr. Cleaver Duncan will be coming into the studio in a moment. Let me touch on this Lord of the Flies thing before I get to the text and the caller. Leave it open when you go, and I'll get to the call in a second. See, there is predation and there are predators. There are people whose entire focus is preying on people that are more vulnerable than them for various reasons, right? Whether it's a cheap sexual satisfaction or a power play, right? And then there's the Lord of the Flies situation where in rape culture, right? In rape culture, ordinary people will find themselves doing things that they would never expect themselves to do even. And is it that we have left our young people in the wild? We've abandoned them to teach themselves how to be in the world. So I want us to be very careful when we're using with the language that we use, right? Because if this is a young person, we have a duty of care to ensure that this is not just a matter of pure predation, right? That we don't have a budding sociopath or psychopath amongst us. That we have to determine to what extent are we complicit by the environment that we have abandoned these children in. I'm going to go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'll be good.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Green.
Yes.
The one thing I wonder is that, you know, this is well, okay, this is a baby. I call a baby.
Yeah, we have the police have officially identified the remains found as the young girl, Miss Moxie, in the... I'm just asking if there's been an official confirmation that the...
Well, I don't think, but I know it's a little 12-year-old baby from me.
Yes, ma'am.
Who died, or be sure about that, right? You don't have to identify that. You sure that child is dead, right?
Yeah, and it's a small child. I with you.
Okay, so I call a baby to me, but yes, what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? I think they need to really pay attention to the... You have babies having babies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These babies can't raise no baby.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Grammys are 30 years old. I telling you, and I called this morning on Dwight's show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a 30-year-old with a... The child must be 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I say, oh, that's a beautiful baby. And they look just alike. This is a nurse, my grandchild. That means she was a grandmother from 628.
Well, at least. Could have been earlier.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how much she has at home. We need to pay attention to this country. This is happening. All right? These children have insurance, and then they go in with their business. I'm not saying that's what's happening with this baby, the little child.
Much certain,
right?
That's the circumstance.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Yes. Pay attention to that. That's happening in this country. You got Grammy and everybody going to the club together. You got Grammy but Grammy is only 28 years older. So how old is the child who had the baby?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
They need to pay. Now I hear Wayne Monroe saying that they trying to narrow down, you know, in prison, what's going on there. There's a lot of mental health problems where, I don't know if you heard the report, right?
Well, I heard parts of the report, but going into details, I want to say that I agree with the sentiment that you're sharing today, and
yes,
I want to thank you for calling and sharing it.
That is a complete problem. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
That is a complete problem in this country.
Yes.
All right? You know, nobody seems to be paying attention to it.
Thank you,
the
ma'am.
The mentality of what's going on in the household.
Absolutely.
Babies are having babies, and Grammys are getting young. I was 50 years old when I had my first contact.
Okay? I understand, ma'am. Thank you very much.
And you got one 2-year-old in your hand, and that's your contact?
Okay. Thank you very much. Quickly, the point that you were making is important. People are addressing it. Every time I ask the government to present the rationale to the people, right, for changing the offense that was previously defined as statutory rape, right? It's statutory rape because there is no excuse or defense that you could provide for it. If the child is under the age of 16, it is an automatic offense. What that indicates is that the onus is on the adult to determine the age of the person before they engage in sexual acts. That's the purpose of a law called statutory rape. And so asking the government to present the rationale from changing the law from statutory rape to unlawful sexual intercourse, right? Because what you're saying is children are having children. And if children are having children, then a crime has been committed. And if we understand that it's statutory rape, then we understand that the child in the dynamic is not the criminal. Of course, suggests that the minor partner in the act has some sort of responsibility in the act. The absence of a rationale for the legal change creates a social dynamic where people make up their own reasons. And some people will say, I always know it's the grass on the field and not the age of the lawn. Right? It's the weight of the catch. The lack of clear explanation allows people to attach their own rationale to it. And unfortunately, many people attach the rationale that it's not statutory rape because it's okay to have sex with these minors. And so I agree with you that this is the space that we should be examining. But I want to be very careful that we're not victim blaming, that we're not shaming, that we're not applying respectability politics, but we're attempting to understand the dynamic in the environment that leads to these things. We have a case with a man who was before the courts, a fisherman, for impregnating his girlfriend's daughter. And if I had known it was going to be such a big deal, like I didn't know it was going to be such a big deal, was his response to the court. Not to the boy them sitting outside, you know, smoking BD and backwood before they go into the court, you know. In the court. So it's a very important point that you made. Okay, I got 10 minutes. Mr. Duncan, welcome.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Thanks for inviting me, and good morning, Bahamas.
Absolutely. Mr. Duncan is a father's rights and, by extension, children's rights advocate and activist. Morning, Mr. Duncan.
Good morning again, you know, on this sad day. You know, but I just want to say this, Aaron, very quickly. Mm-hmm. The reason why that law was watered down from statutory rape to unlawful sexual intercourse, mm-hmm. some of their own children and relatives were getting caught up in it, the males, that is. And they saying that there was a gray line between 16 and the perpetrator, who would have been 17 or 18, so they watered it down to nothing, okay? But it really should have remained statutory rape. So it erases all doubt in the capacity and the consent of the minor child involved. But that's what they did, okay? But
we are left to speculate that is the reason
That's facts. That's facts. Some of their own children. If I could go back and I can cite cases where some of their own children and close relatives were involved in this type of sexual behavior.
Let's be careful, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say that there are reports and records, right, that would suggest that the reason that the law was changed is because, right? Like
fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll accept that then. For radio purpose.
Yes, sir.
I understand what you're saying.
Because the important thing is to not pervert the course of justice and not create a space where people could shift the conversation and say, oh, they just want to attack politicians. It's not, because it's not about that. It's not about that. It's about getting to the root of it, because this is a real problem.
Yeah, it's a real problem. I've been going around, you know, Aaron.
Decades from...
You know, I've been doing this now for 20 years. So let me say this first, though. I don't know the mitigating factors involved in this situation here with this child.
Yes.
But I'll say this, though. The child is dead. The child is dead, and it is alleged that a pastor called, you know, one of the police station for assistance, and nothing was given. It was alleged, again, but... based on what is all over social media and et cetera, and these voice notes and stuff like that, something horrendous would have went wrong.
Right. And even without the voice notes, we know that something went wrong.
Right.
This is Thursday. The body was discovered on Wednesday evening. The Marco alert, I think, was issued on Wednesday. The child was reported missing on Tuesday, right?
Right.
I encourage everybody to go and look for the Child Protection Act. Just Google it. It comes up very easily, right? To determine, like, is there a mandated amount of time between when the missing report is made to the police and the Marcos alert should be issued, right?
Right.
Are there specific stipulations, like, Any call involving a potential minor is then prioritized. Then any call that is received that could possibly be related to that child is then prioritized, and you drop what you're doing. You whatever you give by them a ticket for running the red light. You take the information. You drop what you're doing. You head to the call. You head to the area that was defined in the call.
Well, that's how it's supposed to work in developed countries, but it ain't going to work like that in the Bahamas. But the thing about it is, the Child Protection Act, there's a section in that that states that you must report these matters. But they don't have a time frame in terms of when you should report these things. But we right. know that when a child is abducted or is alleged to be abducted, even an adult, the first 48 hours are very, very, very important mm-hmm. because the longer you take, the less likely that you would find that individual.
And we watch that every day on our TV.
You know, so, but for whatever reason, Aaron, it seems as if that the powers that be, when I say the powers that be, I'm talking about successive governments over mm-hmm. the years, they just don't like children. It seems that way.
Stick a pin right there, because I feel the same way, but not just government. The whole society,
yeah.
we carry on like we despise children. But let me go to this caller because mm-hmm. they've been waiting for a hot minute. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Hello.
Hey, good morning, 52. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing a sound come.
Good morning, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cleveland was a forerunner on this particular model for decades, okay? Now, the thing is, what I wanted to highlight, Aaron, was,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to you and Cleveland to comment on it, because Cleveland reminded me when he said it is alleged that the pastor had called, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I became very, very angry because, let's say back in the 1800s, 1900s, when one would hear a scream, a human would react different, and then he would go to a neighbor and maybe say, well, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be a response from a mob, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we wouldn't resort to is in the cowboy days, they'll say, get the rope. Now, the thing is, the animal that perpetrated this crime, right, has awakened the whole community. So what I'm afraid is that it has exposed the social engineering of humanity in which we have become civically lazy and socially lazy. So while we may thank the pastor for making that call, the thing is, he should have made sure that the police responded. And so I don't know who this chronology needs to be established, because they should fire all of those people out of the station if they got a call that somebody's screaming. It's because, it's a school area.
You should be aware that there are extracurricular activities taking place at the school.
Yes, there should be an upper heightened up, especially in that area that we know that is a certain. Something broke me. I thought it was important to mention, and it's really hurt my heart that I really wanted to express something here.
But
the thing is, with the child being missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Marco alert after somebody got hurt, but we're looking now at the consequences, and but they use the forensic and be sure that the person is the person. They can use microspectroscopy and all these things, DNA, have a compounding abundance of evidence on this animal because he's moving around. So as you walk with your child to school, you see people would look at them and look at them and look at them. And I'm afraid, too, because I don't know who these people are. They like to look at I walk my daughter to school. I don't know because she's pride or whatever. But word on the streets is this young lady is very attractive. Mm-hmm. So what that would mean for me if I see a picture is that this person is a true predator. And they maybe have known her. And this is frightening because, this could turn me into an animal.
Right. How do you as an adult now sort of release your children into the world and then have a regular day, have a normal day? Cleaver, I got a bunch of texts mm-hmm. here I got to read through. Mm-hmm. And I want you respond to them as we read them. Good morning. My issue is her mother said she came home by 6:30 or 7, and she didn't reach, and it's dark outside, but she went sleep and woke up after 2 a.m. Listen, it's important to not vomit blame on people in this way, right? Yeah, what if this is a mother that has to be up at 4 a.m.?
See, Aaron, I'm not even going to go there with the parent, because I'll say this to you quickly.
Uh-huh.
The Geneva Convention, which speaks to the rights of children, clearly states, when parents fail in their capacity, it is the state's obligation to step in.
Bang.
That's what we agreed to.
Bang. Absolutely. Here's another text. The actions of our society demonstrate our mindset, Aaron. The outrage may be legit for now, but we collectively failed that child in all innocence before and after her. because we cloak darkness, don't hold leaders accountable, and pretend to want change. Enough blame here for us in society, because next week we can move on. For the MP of the area, if there is inadequate CCTV and the government for its lukewarm approach to policies that make real change. This text, what came into my mind was that almost immediately after the killing of MP Dawn Sanders, the former prime minister, MP for the area that the incident took place in, was able, that CCTV footage is available that may be helpful to the incident, right? Why is it that an MP or a community stakeholder wasn't able to say with the same confidence, hey, in this area, right near a school, trust me, we got CCTV.
That's an important point.
Absolutely. Let's go to another text, right? Is this the result of a class prejudice that plays itself out in not just in policy but in social dynamic? Like, there's less concern when you see young people walking on the street in particular areas, right? But no matter where you see them walking, you should have the same amount of concern.
Most definitely, Aaron. And we've seen it. These kids seem to be younger and younger who are walking the streets all by themselves. I mean, it's a 21x7 island. I mean, let's be fair. It's a 21x7 island.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up in a society, Aaron, where we could, traverse without having to die. But the question we need to ask ourselves is,
why haven't we maintained that world for our little children?
Exactly.
Right, the stories, I mean, these by them tell stories about being on their bikes, living adventure. They wake as a pirate, right? They wake as a pirate. They wake as a janitor in government. At the age of 13, mm-hmm. they were able to traverse these spaces more safely. And why is it that we haven't done the same thing for our children? So they could have that same adventurous life without the fear, right? And we all out of time. I want to read some text, in particular this one. Good morning, Aaron. Listening to your show brings tears to my eyes and pain to my heart as I recall losing my son unexpectedly a few years ago. I understand the family's pain. We have lost the sense of community and support we once had. In my childhood, neighbors played a significant role in raising and guiding me. Now we spend more time on our phones and connecting with those around us, missing signs of distress until a public alert is issued. Well, it said, Aaron, please don't diss the fisherman them. That fellow is a man face and a nasty man, not his profession. No. I only, because I didn't want to call his name, right? Because I didn't want to call his name. I referenced the profession that was listed. You absolutely right. That ain't a fisherman thing. I wasn't ascribing blame to all fisherman them. But that boy whose last name... Anyway, this text says, listen, if the family islanders are listening, warn your children about hitchhiking. I'm from Nassau, living on one of the outer islands, and I'm always shocked when I see school children hitchhiking. I always warn them not to do it. Now, see, this is where we talk about a state's obligation, right? Because they know y'all ain't got no jitney on the island, and children, they move, they got to work, they got to go to school, they got to go to church, they got to have a life, right? But how are they supposed to move around? Well, there's supposed to be a bus, a public transportation system, a way that all residents, including young people, could move safely through the island they live on. It's like y'all forget, we live in one of the trafficking in persons capitals of the world. We live in a human smuggling capital of the world. And we just leaving children out there to protect themselves from the things we are afraid of. We despise children because it takes too much of us. Like, how am I obligated to take care? And then the set who I ain't even born?
That's correct.
But that's your job. That's our job as an adult. You available on Monday?
Let's see how
we can talk.
Let's talk.
You're coming on one day next week, soon as possible.
You know, I'll let you know over the weekend, better or not, talk by tomorrow.
And bring some of your colleagues, other men and women working on men's rights and children's rights.
Definitely.
Thank you, Cleaver.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next. And I lie. I mean, I didn't lie. I was supposed to have a giveaway today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. We had to focus on this today. So tomorrow, tune in. I got two giveaways. I can give you a little clue. You know what a droop is? Go figure out what a droop is. You may win a prize tomorrow. You guys, thank you for all of the texts. I didn't get to read all of them, but I'll leave them up. Oh, I just want to say thank you to the texter that say, hey, Green, I ride you about women's issues, but you and Dwight did a good job today of reminding people that boys are victims of sexual violence too. Don't forget the boys. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Thank you, producer. We gone. We off the clock. We'll be right back.